You're listening to the New Music Show on WECB. My name is Lydia Liebman, and I'm the interviewer for this wonderful artist that we've got here. Very excited to be a special guest today on the New Music Show with Gizmo. Gizmo, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Gizmo is becoming quite a little star in Boston. His name is everywhere. He's been doing some great big things. He has a great album that just came out. It's called Red Balloon, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get into that, why don't we introduce Gizmo to a couple of you that might not know who he is. So, Gizmo, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hello, everybody. I am Kenneth Gizmo Rogers. Most people know me as a bass player and music director. I'm from a town in New Jersey called Willingboro, and grew up playing in the Philadelphia music scene. I go to Berkeley currently, and I just put out a record where I'm singing, and I co-produced and played some instruments and a lot of fun stuff.
So you're primarily a bass player?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So how...
I used to be
used to be a bass player. All right. So what got you into music in the first place? What was that main inspiration for you?
Definitely my parents. My dad is a pianist, and... you know, same thing. Growing up, listening to a lot of music, a lot of influences and things like that. I guess the thing that made me actually start playing was I saw a Victor Wooten concert when I was in high school. I started playing kind of late, like seriously, and he was just going crazy on the bass, and I was just like, oh, shoot. So.
Yeah. Nice. So, and how long have you been over at Berkeley?
This is my senior year.
Your senior year.
Thank God.
Yes, thank goodness. So let's talk about this album a little bit that we've got. We're going to play a couple selections from it in just a little bit. But before we get into that, the title is Red Balloon.
Yes.
Where did the title come from?
Red Balloon is, I always describe it in two ways. It's the literal kind of interpretation of it. And I just always have had this fascination with movies and real life when you see like a little kid letting a balloon go. I put in a music video for it, and that's kind of how it started off. But just that imagery of seeing this red balloon in the sky, just one prominent figure thing in this, the vast sky of stuff, just always stood out. And the record is a telling of a lot of personal things that I went through a couple years ago, and just the culmination of being 21 and finding yourself and growing up in this world and everything like that. So I feel like everybody's just striving to find themselves and figure out who they are and to be special and to be loved on a more, I guess, personal level. The red balloon is synonymous for an individual just becoming an individual.
Very nice. So, yeah. Some deep stuff. Now, you said that the album has is influenced by some personal things that went into some of these tunes. So do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. That's the first time anybody's ever asked me to elaborate on it. So a couple of years ago, I had a... just some personal things going on with some relationships that I was in that turned sour, and some of it ended up affecting my music. Not the writing of my music, but literally my performing and my gigs and my responsibilities that I had committed to. My girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, passed away during that time. So that was really heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. Very interesting and deep time, and I really was not in a good place at all, because it just seems like all my events happened at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the holidays, primarily. It was Christmas, so now I have this like bad taste for Christmas, and it's just very strange. But and my birthday was the same time, February, which the whole winter of that period was really rough. And then coming out of that, new relationships and things like that, just growing up, but still trying to be in school, still being in college, still touring, still playing for artists, and still maintaining everything and just trying not to lose focus even when I slip, and I had some things going on with alcohol and stuff like that. That's probably not too good, but now I'm better.
Yeah, we can see.
Yeah. So this record is just, I don't know, it's not all sad, though. It's not necessarily, I don't look at it. People always ask me if it's sad, necessarily, and I don't think it's sad. I just think it's a very honest, raw emotion. And a lot of it depends on just the angle at which you look at it through, because there's always this kind of reflective, like, but I'm okay now kind of thing going on. And that's really important to me, too.
Yeah. Well, let's check out a tune from the album so we can hear what all this is about. I'm sure the anticipation is really building out there after an introduction like that. So let's check out the title track.
Okay.
We're going to listen to Red Balloon. This is from Gizmo's new album titled Red Balloon. We'll be back with more from Gizmo in just a little bit. You're listening to the New Music Show on WECB.
I just need that idea. I'm wasting too much time. got other things to do, got other things for people, for me and you, other ways to fly around for you, other ways I feel for you, other ways I cry for you, other ways I lie for you, other ways I lie for myself, other ways I lie to us, to all of us, to me, you, us, we, you, me, everybody you see. Indulgence and negligence and all that shit. Hostility or animosity, despite your apparent abhorrence of me, I'm gonna glide. Just rather catch me if you can. I'm flying.
And catch me if you can. I'm flying.
We are back on WECB, the new music show. We're here with Gizmo, our very special guest of the afternoon. We just heard Red Balloon, title track from his album that just came out, also called Red Balloon. Some great stuff, as we just heard, Gizmo. Very, very good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this album has a bunch of people on it. I mean, just looking at the back of this right now, I mean, the names, there's taking up almost, you know, half of the back. So how did you choose the people to participate on this album, and who are some of them?
I recorded music over the last 2.5 or 3 years. So this is not like we went in the studio for a week with 4 people in a band and recorded it, which I don't mean that condescendingly. I just, you know, this is just what happened. So half of these people are peers of mine. And the other half are more mentor type people. Everybody, every single person on this record is close to me in some kind of way. It's like all my friends, basically. And a lot of my mentors and things like that came through and showed love. So it's co-produced by Derek Hodge, which I'm really thankful for his help throughout everything. And he actually played on one of the tracks. Casey Benjamin, Jamiah Williams just played drums on Red Balloon, which you guys just heard. George Russell teaches at Berkeley. Radar Ellis, who's a really dope MC and DJ and professor at Berkeley. Anna Wise of Sunny Moon, but she's from here. And just a bunch of soloists and other things like that. But it just kind of happened. I just kind of was recording things at different times, and when it lined up with people, they came in and played. My original concept was for me to write these songs and to have other people sing them, because I never sung anything before or anything like that. I was going to play bass, and I kind of wrote some words and stuff and have somebody else do it. But a good friend of mine, Michelle Nigilcello, she, like my sister, she really influenced me to just kind of do it myself. Because we were recording stuff, and we weren't finding it wasn't sounding honest enough. So I just ended up trying to do it myself.
Yeah.
And Dancing actually is one of the songs on the album that Casey played on as well, and Jeremy De Jesus takes a beautiful flute solo on. Was the first time I've ever sung in front of anybody in a microphone. And that's the same take that's on the record.
Wow.
So it's just really, like I said, it's just really raw and honest.
Now, you mentioned Michelle and Giacella, that you've got this kind of relationship with her in some way. Can you expand upon that a little bit? I'm a big fan of Michelle, and I know a lot of people listening are, I'm sure.
I love her.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like the biggest fan in the world, I think, of her. It sounds so cheesy, but it's true. She changed my life, like for real. But she changed my life in 2 ways. Before I knew her, somebody gave me her record when I was in high school.
Which
one of my old teachers.
Plantation.
The World Just Made Me the Man in My Dreams. And that was like the first record that I got, which is a really new, one of her newer things. And it's a concept album, and it's very obscure and very strange and very crazy. And it has a lot of like Muslim religious connotations and things like that. And I was in high school. And before that, I was, Victor Wooten and Marcus Miller and bass players, stuff, and, you know, incredible musicians and jazz. Right. And I played hip-hop a lot. And then somebody gave me this record. And it took me a year because they just told me to keep listening to it. And I could not understand it at all. It was so foreign to me.
Yeah.
But then I started researching her, and I realized she was writing these songs, all of them. And she was singing them, too. And she was playing bass. And she was producing them. And she did all this stuff. And then I looked up her older music. I'm like, she started Neo Soul. And then she was playing the funk stuff, and then she put a jazz album out with all these crazy dudes, and she played for Fat Madani, and then Chaka Khan, and then I just looked up her career, and I was just like, she's just dabbling in everything, and she just put out a record out last week of Nina Simone.
Yep, and I just played that on my show on WECB, on Reads and Deeds, too. I just featured her version of Sea Lion on that, and it was great.
Oh, killing.
Yeah,
so she did all that stuff, and then I found out she's this black, short girl who was born in Germany, grew up in D.C., and she's gay, and she's just doing her to the max. But it really broke down a lot of barriers in my mind, because at that point, growing up where I grew up, and God knows I love Philly, but it's a very close-knit community, and they, you know, it's a very foundational kind of music city. And so that stuff is foreign. So being black and Puerto Rican and being a musician and just hearing that, you know, you don't have to just do this and this,
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to just do jazz and R&B all the time or gospel to be, you know, to be a validated musician. So that aspect of it, her as a person, listening to her songs and the words and the lyrics and all that stuff, it just made me more accepting of other people that I may not have been even open to before and other music. It just really opened up my mind. I think I know that as being a major turning point in my life, and just caused me to go in a completely different direction musically at that point. That's when my gears started turning and I started feeling different things.
Definitely. So very cool. And then you also on this album have, of course, Derek Hodge and Casey Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
So
I stole Robert Glasper's band.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So so what's that like? What's it like playing with
awesome.
Them?
Awesome. Casey's amazing. Casey is my favorite musician in the whole world existing right now. With the vocoder stuff, with his perfect pitch and stuff, and his mind is just crazy and so extensive, like his knowledge of music. He produces for Q-Tip and Kanye West, mm-hmm. and does a lot of production stuff, but he's also the music director for Patrick Stump,
right.
And he loves like 80s and pop music, but he's you know, he's solos, and I love his alto sound and all that. It's just like just one of those musicians that's just, their mind is so expansive that it's not, you can't even put them in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then his whole swag and his character and his personality is just very him. So I grew up, I mean, in recent years listening to him, I just love what he does. So, and when I was doing the record, I asked him to come play, and he said, yeah. And I was just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had done, I had done some gigs with him before, with his
cool.
group. And he came and played on my record, and we ended up doing two songs. And he was in our half hour. He just came in, killed the tracks, first takes, and we left them. And then I said I was doing a couple shows. And so he's like part of the band. So it's awesome. Derek is Derek. And, you know, he's incredible. He was one of my first teachers that I had growing up in Philly, like, actually taught me how to play.
Wow.
And I went to his house for a lesson, and he didn't charge me. We were there like 4 hours, and then we just kept hanging out. We would just get up and talk, and he would come have dinner at my house with my family.
Wow.
And all that stuff. So now, basically, I just ran everything by him that I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't say no to anything. So he did cut one of my songs off the record. Like last minute, after it was mixed and mastered. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that, but
it's
whatever.
Okay.
I want to put it out. Just
well,
separately.
Let's listen to another tune from Red Balloon. We're going to listen to Apologize, and then we'll be back with more from Gizmo. You are listening to The New Music Show on WECB, and we'll be back in just a second. We're back on the New Music Show on WECB. We're sitting here in the studio with Gizmo, and what we just heard was Apologize. It's from his new album, Red Balloon, just came out a little while ago. It's got some great reviews. People are really digging it, and the people on it are killing an amazing band, and it's overall just a wonderful album, so I really advise you all to go out and check that out. And just so they know, where can they pick it up and where can they check it out?
iTunes, it's Amazon, iTunes. CD Baby, Rhapsody. Everywhere.
So it's the works.
I was about to say Spotify. Well, if you don't have any money and you're in college and you really want to listen to it, it's on Spotify. Please buy my record, though, if you have it.
Exactly. So check out iTunes and you can check out Red Balloon. So, Gizmo, in recording this album, what would you say was the biggest challenge that you overcame in this entire project? Which, from what I understand, took a couple of years.
Yeah. Musically or otherwise?
Either or. Mm-hmm. However you like to answer it.
Okay, a huge challenge was the singing thing, and just being comfortable enough in the studio to like do my thing.
Right.
It's weird. I would like to think everybody tells me I sound a lot better now mm-hmm. than I did when I actually recorded the record, but that was the first time. But just being able to be in there and be comfortable mm-hmm. with my music, it took a lot of like, this is me, and I really just had to be comfortable. And I, you know, at first I was like, it wasn't much, but it was like a little small part of me that was like, what if they don't like, this is very, this is not the kind of stuff that they're used to playing.
Of course.
And this is not what, but it just worked out. I just did my thing. And when I was like that, I guess, to myself. But then when I got in the studio and stuff, it was too late. So I always have mm-hmm. this mindset, even with gigs, like when you get there, there's nothing else you can do. So you just, so I just go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
And get it together. So that's probably it. I think.
And then besides, being able to sing on the album, what are you the most proud of?
I am proud that I had the support of Revive Music in New York and all my friends here. And Megan, who's, manager, and Jasmine. And just to have so many friends. I'm really proud that I was able to use my friends and these established musicians, and that nobody came in there with egos, and everybody just worked together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really awesome that you can have an 18-year-old on the same record as like a 44-year-old or 45-year-old, and have them all come together and just play music. I think that's incredible, and it's not something that's very commonly, you know, you may see a band pick up a younger person to play as a sideman or something like that, but to have a record with all these different influences, and then to go on tour with a couple other bands, with Nick Hakim and Joy Daniels, and just to have just this balance of all these different cultures and people and ages and backgrounds and stuff like that on one project, it just makes me feel good that everybody was able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my last question before we get into the closing questions. So in this mass spectrum of music that you are now a part of, mm-hmm. what is it that you hope to contribute that's new?
I wanted to call my record jazz record. iTunes said it was R&B and something else. But after some of the reviews and stuff have come out, it's like found its home anyway, I think. And I think what's happening is I'm taking younger musicians my age who are killing in their own right from all these different backgrounds, and I think what I'm it's just not happening naturally, but it's just I have music with words, honest music, but there are solos and there are chords and there are melodic things and harmonic things happening that make it experimental in jazz. And if you come to any of my shows, it's going to sound different every single time you come, because we are up there playing and there's the form in the beginning and then we just open up and I have different people sitting in and different things going on. So I think what's happening is that I'm doing something with jazz music in a different way, involving lyrics and stuff, but I'm not singing standards and I'm not really a singer, and it's just, and it involves, you know, hip hop and rappers and DJs and sounds and rock music and Latin stuff. And I think I'm just speaking from my generation and from my own influences and from my friends. I think we are just young musicians trying to take jazz, you know, in a direction that's not purely just hip hop and jazz together, mm-hmm. that it can be incorporated in other ways. But it's not forced. It's right. not like, that's not how I talk to them or anything like that. We just play. And sometimes I have a soloist and sometimes I don't. And I think I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So my last question for you is, what is in store for you future project wise?
I am currently playing on some other people's records, back again as a bass player, and Casey's doing his record now and working on some other people's albums. And I am performing this record. So we are playing in New York, in Boston, in Canada. We're going to Virginia, in D.C., in Chicago, and some West Coast things. So basically, I'm playing these shows, and I would love if people came out and just, you know, come and heard some things. I think it'll be a cool experience to see live.
Yeah, and where can they see your tour schedule?
Gizmosound.com is my website, and Twitter is GizmoAgent, @GizmoAgent, and Facebook and Tumblr. It's all Gizmo Agent and Gizmo Sound.
So just Google that, and then you'll find your way, it seems. Great. Well, Gizmo, thanks so much for coming by the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you
for having me. Of course, and the album, as I said before many times, is quite a piece of art, really, more than anything. It's really an incredible document of only a 21-year-old's work.
Only a boy.
Yeah. I mean, when you really think about it, it is very impressive. The name of the album, again, is Red Balloon, and you can find it on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. Just, you know, just check it out, and you will find it. We're going to close up with one more tune. It's going to be Lift Me Up, and then we're going to get into more music here on The New Music Show. My name is Lydia Liebman, and thanks for tuning in.
From here, I said, I wonder where I go when I leave this crazy place. Where will my soul reside?